Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. I'm taking the upcoming election real personal. We all should. All of the rhetoric and back and forth between political groups isn't confusing at all. There's a real difference between what sounds good and reality. My mom used to tell me, talk is cheap, real life isn't. In 2008, I could gas up my car for about $2 a gallon. During a trip to Europe that year, I remember gassing up at an equivalent of about $4.50 a gallon. Today I put gas in my car in Eureka, and it runs about $4.50 per gallon. My Italian friend now pays the equivalent of over $9 per gallon. 4 more years of more of the same political agenda and continued depressed economy, and we will soon see our fuel prices double again. Yeah, I'm taking the election real personal every time I gas my car. I also take the election real personal when I open my utility bills and see the ever-increasing costs hitting my checkbook harder and harder every month. No amount of energy conservation or cost of living adjustments will stabilize the death by a thousand cuts of daily living costs. Add to the inflationary trends the additional fees and assessments added to the bottom in dollar on my bills since 2008 lends me to think about ways of getting off the grid, like collecting rainwater in a barrel and solar panels. 4 more years of the same nonsense at the state and federal level could put most families on the ever-increasing food stamp rolls. You bet I'm taking this election personal. The most significant element that I'm taking personal is my medical care. Carrying around a red, white, and blue Medicare card is a real personal thing, and that program is taking a $760 billion cut. In a rural area like Eureka, we are facing the fact of becoming an area of no health care and no health care providers, especially providers who will take Medicare. Don't take my word for it. Try and make a doctor's appointment. Forget the specialized care. Most people I know go out of the area because specialists no longer live in this community. They long since pulled up stakes and there are no replacements to meet the needs. There's a real difference between health care coverage, the so-called affordable insurance programs, and actual treatment of a medical condition by a doctor. The exodus and retirement out of the area of doctors, coupled with the increased health care costs, are indeed very real life and very personal. You bet I'm taking this election personal. We all have skin in the life and death healthcare game. I don't care how much you tell people about how you're going to vote in a poll. I care about the reality of the ballot. And if we are forced into 4 more years of the same slow growth progressive political nonsense, pencil it out yourself. Make a list of your personal financial factors. Project your costs over the next 4 years using increased baseline numbers that have come between 2008 and 2012. Plug in additional taxes, fees, and costs of living. Plug in all the elements that it takes you to live day to day. You bet I'm taking this election real personal. Are you? This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.